Being joined right now on Radio on the Go by Appleton Parkersburg senior Emma Hahn, as she's got some big things coming up here toward the end of her senior year. Emma, I understand you're putting on a murder mystery here at the historical home here just over a week from today, as we do this interview on Saturday, March 28th. And I understand you wrote this whole thing yourself. Can you give me just a little bit of background on what went into this production here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I write these completely myself from top to bottom. And basically, what I do is I use historical figures as like the base for this. So, like, Charles C. Wolfe was a character in the last one. And in this one, Hemingway's a character. I was able to get him tied in because of Paul Pfeiffer and Pauline Pfeiffer. So, it's a really great way to like learn your history too if you decide to come out and go to this, but yeah, I write them all by myself.
Very nice. And when it comes to the actual production itself, can you just give me a little bit of insight on how many people involved? What's the cast looking like? What's all going to be going on there?
Yeah, there's about nine or 10 actors. Most of them are just a lot of my friends from high school that are in drama and that are in speech. And then there's a few adult actors too to portray the older roles of like Hemingway and Mary Wolfe. But yeah, that's what our acting cast looks like. And to tell you a little bit about what it's like if you're going to go there and be a guest, you're gonna walk in, you'll be greeted by some of the actors and characters, you'll take a seat, and you'll be able to, throughout the night, go around the mansion and look at clues. And while you're looking at clues, you can also talk to characters. So characters have a little bio in front of them, and they're going to like improv out everything that they're going to say to you. So you get to talk to them and look at clues. And then in the end, you'll sum it all up and see if you can solve the mystery of who was the murderer.
Very nice. So, is it fair to say if people know their Parkersburg history, they might get a little more insight into this, more clues if they kind of know their history?
I mean, I don't know if they'd get more clues, but I think they would definitely have more fun. I know my last time I had a teacher who loved Hemingway, and one of the characters is Hemingway, so she just kept interrogating that actor about Hemingway, and that's really funny, but the actor didn't know too much about Hemingway, but
So these actors, they gotta kind of know a lot of their stuff, right? I mean, because they gotta be in character straight through for this whole entire thing, right? That kind of adds a layer of intrigue or difficulty to it, right?
oh, absolutely. And it's so funny because the guests don't know what questions I like am intending them to ask the characters. So sometimes a guest will ask a character a clue that's supposed to go to a completely different other character. So now this actor has to just make up some random answer that they have no idea was even going on in the whole mystery.
And I understand this is your third murder mystery that you've done. I guess what do you like most about these murder mysteries? What's intriguing about them to you?
My favorite thing about the mystery, honestly, is just when I'm there and like seeing people walk around with their families and their friends and trying to piece together the clues. And I love, especially at the historical house ones, just hearing my actors' feedback because I think they have a lot of fun doing this improv sort of thing. And they love just talking about what funny questions they were asked or what people were thinking. So yeah, I just like seeing how it can bring everyone together.
And I understand that you're encouraging people to wear 1920s attire. Can you give some examples of what that might be?
Yeah, 1920s for the girls, your flapper dresses, there's a lot of feathers. If you have the long fancy gloves, those are great. Big jewelry. Really just have fun with it. If you don't have any attire, that's okay. We'll still take you. But it's just more fun. For the guys, I've seen some of those fun like suspenders, a lot of hats, and things like that.
Very nice. So tickets $35. You can get them at Midwest One Bank. Again, March 28th, 7 p.m. Is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share about the murder mystery?
I don't think so. Really, just if you get a ticket, be ready to get your detective hat on and come ready to talk and have fun.
All right, very nice. Let's move on to your high school soccer season. That's coming up here. I understand practices officially start here on Monday the 23rd. You guys are coming off one of your best seasons in a long time as a team. Obviously, making it to that regional final last year, that big overtime victory over Dyke New Hartford in the postseason. What kind of confidence, momentum has that given this team as you get ready to enter this season now that you've seen where you can be after last year's success?
I'd say it's a confidence like no other, truly, where you really have a great freshman class coming in too, and we just finished up our indoor soccer season. We saw tons of success for that. So honestly, all of us are really excited and we have high expectations for ourselves, and I do think we'll be able to achieve those expectations.
Now you mentioned the indoor soccer season. What all goes into that? What's happened like for you guys?
Yeah, down at the, I think the Rec Center in Waterloo, just every Sunday you can have a game or two games against another team, and we just split off into two teams. But my personal team, I don't think we lost a game, and I think we tied one game. But with that being said, like sometimes who knows who's going to show up on the other team for indoor season. But it's still just a great confidence booster, and it always helps us get more touches in and build the team chemistry, which is great. But yeah, I think it really just motivates us and shows us our potential.
And you guys, looking at last year's stats, looks like you're going to have just a ton of returning talent after graduating only a few key players last year. I have to imagine that's got to build a lot of excitement too, right? What does it mean to be able to bring back, so many players off of that successful team last year?
Yeah, well, we're just absolutely so excited. It's obviously going to be difficult losing our few seniors because like Addie scored the game-winning goal and Ava was a great defender. But like I said, the freshman team coming up, hopefully they'll be able to fill in a few spots and maybe like contribute to having our bench be even deeper. So yeah, we're just excited with the potential we have returning.
And you're entering your third season now as the starting goalkeeper. What are going to be, or what were, have been some of your most important lessons or things you've learned about that position over these last couple of years that you're hoping to kind of use to your advantage this year?
The big thing as a goalie, and it seems maybe a little counterintuitive, but like even if they score, you just can't care. Like if our team gets down, I just can't care about the score because then they're going to score more if you get down on yourself. And I think especially in soccer, when the game can turn around just like that, when a lucky goal goes in, you really have to stay positive the entire time and stay on your aim game, A game. And soccer, especially goalie, has taught me that, but I'm excited because I can relay that in my life too.
You bet. What are going to be some of the key ways now that you're a senior on this team? What are going to be some of the key ways you're hoping to be a leader for this team?
Especially in goalie, I really want to be a leader by trying to keep the backside of the field in good works with each other. It's very confusing when we see like a lot of different offenses and we have to call a lot of switches. And when I was a little younger, maybe I didn't understand as well how to like help my defense call those switches. But now that I'm coming into an older season, I'm excited that I'll be able to help them more. And I also want to try to help the offense more by calling out passes, but sometimes it's hard because I'm way too far away from them to say anything. But I just want to help in any way I can.
And right out of the gate, you're going to have Union, Hudson, and Dyke New Hartford. So three pretty tough teams right there. So it'll be a pretty good test for you guys, won't it? Just so what's your take on that first part of the schedule?
Yeah, well, obviously, I feel like it's a high risk, high reward sort of thing. If we come in guns blazing and play great those first three games, that'll just set up the rest of the season and we'll really know our skill. So honestly, I'm like excited we get to start with those difficult games because I'm really excited to see what our team can bring to the field.
All right, well, I think that's about all I got for you. Anything else you'd like to share about your upcoming soccer season before we wrap up today?
I'm really excited for it. I think we have a lot of potential, so I'd go watch the games. It should be pretty fun.
You bet. Well, that's been AP senior Emma Hahn talking about the upcoming soccer season as well as the upcoming murder at Wolf Mansion. Emma, thank you so much for the time today and enjoy the last couple months of your senior year.
Thanks.